Okay, welcome back. Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, you had a question about Medicare. So go ahead, shoot.
Yeah, the Medicaid money, the GOP doesn't seem or does not want to take it. And all they have to do is to expand badger care, is my understanding. And you're helping people that work at the Walmarts, waitresses and everything else, expanding this. I don't understand. And also you have a lot of money coming from the feds. I don't understand the GOP. To me, this is a no-brainer.
Right. Let me answer that people. Because that is a subject which I'm going to get to right now because of you. You always anticipate the good subjects. And here's what it is, in answer to Wisco Paul's question. You remember under Scott Walker, we were offered $1 billion. It would have been federal tax money that we paid. Wisconsin pays more federal tax money in than it gets back. We don't have any space centers. We don't have any Navy shipyard, you know, that kind of thing. So this is what we're going to get, $1 billion. Walker said no, he was running for president, but he expanded it a little bit anyway and paid for it out of tax dollars. So we got nailed twice. We didn't get our federal tax dollars back. It went to California and other states, did not go to reduce the deficit, and we had to pay more federal state taxes. Now, under the Affordable Care Act, Biden, with the new bill, has put in a public option, which is Medicare, and he's also put in increased premium support for people based on income. But he's done something else that is terrific. And Paul, you listen to this, terrific. And that is, he said there's about 17 states or so that have did not take the money that we offered them. And so they didn't expand its Medicaid. So what we're gonna do is offer it to them again and give them extra money as an incentive. Now, if Voss turns that down, in other words, return of our federal tax dollars and extra money as an incentive to do it, this is just flat out vandalism, flat out misconduct in office. I personally would, if I were Tony Evers, I'm going to tell you, if I were the governor right now, what I would do is I would accept it by executive order. They would then bring suit. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court would have to decide, can we do it by executive order because we have a gerrymandered, illegitimate legislature, or does it have to go through the legislature? And let's say Wisconsin Supreme Court said it has to go through the legislature. And let's say even that the Biden administration says, technically it's written it has to go through the legislature. You put Voss on the hot seat. You put that two-legged varmint who has hurt our state so badly, you put him on the hot seat. And if he goes, no, I'm not going to take the billion, and I'm not going to take the extra money to induce me to take the billion. And so therefore, people who are poor are not going to get Medicaid if they're in that gray zone of poverty where they have their family of four making 28 grand a year. They can't afford. Come on. Family of four at 28 grand a year trying to, you know, a large insurance premium, give me a break. And you're right that Walmart and the rest of them school their people. They train them. They educate them on how to apply for different, what they call welfare benefits. They go, we're not going to pay you very much, but here's how you get food stamps and Medicaid. Then Walmart puts millions of dollars in attacking Democrats who vote for food stamps and Medicaid. And the rabble swallow this and vote Republican. Does that bother anybody? Give me a break. Let's be at least consistent. So you're right, Paul. The new bill not only has Medicare as a public option, not only increases premium support for people that can't afford their premiums, but it also restores Medicaid support to the states and gives the 17 or so Republican governor states that obstructed it in the first place money to not obstruct it anymore. Now, how bad is that if you turn that down? How bad is that if you turn that down? That is immoral to turn that down. That is immoral to turn that down. Evers is dealing with a gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican legislature that has one goal, which is to destroy him and the Democratic Party, and they'll take down the entire state, if they have to, the interests of the entire state. You've got to fight back. You've got to publicize that. You've got to make this an issue and say, we've got to take any of this money that comes back. And if Voss won't do it, or he lies and he sneaks around and he says, well, I'll think about it, but I don't think real quick it'll take me a couple of years to think about it. Evers got to do something dramatic, press conference, go around the state, or do it by executive order. Say we have a non-functioning, illegitimate legislature. Non-functioning, illegitimate legislature. And then if he gets spanked by the courts, so what? And if the Biden people say, well, technically it should go through the legislature. That's assuming we have a legislature. That's assuming we have an American-type legislature. And mix it up. Mix it up. Give you another example of this totally different subject matter. Austin, Texas is a little oasis in Texas. Texas is a right-wing state. This Governor Abbott got rid of the mask mandate, all social distancing, capacity issues, all of this stuff. Austin put in a mask mandate anyway. It's where the University of Texas is, sort of like Madison and Milwaukee combined. Now the state is going to sue Austin to get rid of its mask mandate, saying they weren't authorized to do it. This is a sick state, not the people. The people are good people. I have relatives down there. It is a sick, sick Republican state. They not only get rid of the mask mandate, just as we are getting more vaccinations and hoping that we get this under control with herd immunity. Texas has one of the lowest vaccination percentages in the country. And they're letting people do whatever they want. And then when one oasis in the state, Austin, a major city, where there's the University of Texas, and people that think for themselves say, we want a mask mandate, the state is suing them to say, you can't have a mask mandate. That is sick. That is flat out Putin jihadist sick. That's the kind of thing it is. Because what a lot of small business, especially restaurants, will say is, it helps to have a mask mandate. Because every business wants people to wear masks, but you get a lot of thugs that come in and say, I don't have to wear a mask. And what do you do? Call the cops every time? No, you can't call the cops every time. Can't call the cops every time. And so it's easy to say, hey, it's not me. It's the governor. It's the mayor, whatever. It's law. That helps business. It helps small business. Business likes mask mandates. It takes it off for them. In some cases, people have been shot over in Michigan. Convenience store, a clerk says to a guy, put on a mask, he pulls out a gun and killed her. People, lowlifes, lantern-jawed cretins, people who have nothing going for them, despondent, strange people, they look on that as some kind of an affront, an insult that requires murder. Or it requires, the hell will you, I'm going to do it anyway, and customers leave. You have a vandal state down there. It's not an American state, the government. The people are. All the people are. Not the government. Not the governor and the lieutenant governor. Attorney general under indictment right now. Very sick. Cruz is sick. They're all sick. Very, very sick. But for them to go to the one oasis in the state and say, not only are we not opposing a mask mandate, you can't, and let all of your businesses hang out on their own. Yeah, what are you going to have? Some 19-year-old college girl is in there at night. A couple of thugs walk in with no mask, and she goes, got to put on a mask? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? She's making $8 an hour. That's not going to happen. Going to a break. The lines are open. There is somebody on the line, several. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Line is still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.